Welcome back to Entertainment Banter. Matt is sitting next to me.
And Joel is also sitting next to me.
That makes us sit next to each other for another episode of Entertainment Banter.
Hi, welcome.
So, on our last episode, we talked about stuff.
we bantered a little bit.
We're going to talk about more stuff.
Right.
Batman versus Superman. What an interesting movie. What a crawling out of the hole trying to save our franchise DC is trying. Mm-hmm. I recently watched this movie and I have to say, if you're going to watch this movie, be ready for a 3-hour movie. Uh-huh. This is a long one.
Yeah.
And you think, 3 hours of my favorite superhero movie. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Are you going to leave it at that? And should I start?
Well, can I just start off with the saying that I went into this movie with little to no expectations.
Neutral.
I neutral about it. Yeah. I tried to be as neutral as I can about it. And it starts out interesting, but also weird because your whole time you know about Batman, he's killing people in this movie. Spoilers.
Well, I'm.
He kills people in his dreams. Not in his dreams. They pretty much show Batman as like a villain almost the whole movie. And Superman is just trying to make a name for himself, to stand still. Like, is he a friend or foe?
I don't think he's trying to make a name. I think he's trying to figure himself out, literally. Yeah. Where do I exist in this world? Like, am I a hero or am I a person?
And Batman's trying to figure a way to take him down. Because if there's a 1% chance he's against us, we have to take it as a certainty.
Yeah.
Almost quote for quote. Movie.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Affleck. Okay, Batman. I still like Christian Bale, but anyways, the movie starts off interesting. I wouldn't say it's like it pulls you in, but at the same time, you're curious. So the movie goes for about hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, and then all of a sudden, it just peaks and just starts tumbling downhill into just garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, I should have been sniffing glue for the last hour. I probably would have gotten a better experience out of this.
Okay. All right. Is it my turn now?
If you want.
When I saw it, there's good parts and there's bad parts. What I like about it is they take the time to really introduce you to the characters, particularly obviously Superman and Batman. You meet Superman, obviously a Man of Steel, so you already feel like you know him, but you don't really know Batman. I like the fact that story-wise, you have Bruce Wayne older. He's a much, you know, seasoned Batman. He doesn't have a lot of patience or whatever. He just gets the job done. The story itself, what I found very annoying is the fact that they tried to put 3 or 4 different major comic arcs into one movie, and they rushed it. They really rushed it. I think they could have easily dragged this out as much as Marvel drags out their movies, giving each character not one but like 3 movies. It seems like Warner Brothers is not doing that. They in DC, they just want to like. Maybe, I feel like there's this rivalry, obviously, between Marvel and DC. There's a rivalry between Disney and Warner Brothers. And I feel like Warner Brothers is like, hey, if Disney and Marvel are going to just drag their feet about their movies and take their sweet time, and they've got this 24,000-year plot that they're going to expand over the course of everyone's lifetime, that's fine. What can we do to be 100% opposite of them because we hate them so much? I know. Let's rush everything. Let's make it as wacky and gritty because the Marvel movies are clean cut. They're like, you watch them and it's like normal streets, you know, nothing's really going on. When, yeah, you have cities in the clouds falling to the ground with Ultron and stuff, that's kind of ridiculous. But at least it's like a quote unquote third world type country that we've never heard of. And at least it's like maybe like on an island or something or equivalent thereof that's very remote. The DC universe is like, no, we're going to destroy, and we've talked about this before, obliterate entire cities. And like, apparently they're just going to pop up like nobody's business. They've got beautiful soundtrack scores for Marvel, whereas DC's got like this weird, edgy, like grunge rock kind of scores in the back of their movies. So when it comes to Batman, Superman, I feel like it's not in character on purpose. I've never pictured Bruce Wayne leading the charge to create the Justice League. He was always against the Justice League. He was somebody that wanted to be a solo act, an alone act. And then now they're doing it like he's the head guy, like, I'm putting a team together. And he's doing it with quips and jokes. And I'm like, what the hell? That is not Batman. So I feel like they're purposely going against the grain. Like, they're just going to slap everybody in the face with, yeah, we're behind the eight ball, but fuck it. We don't care. We're just going to do whatever we want. And that's it. We've already sworn in this program before, so I don't care. But do you not agree or what?
Yeah, well, you do know that he is a seasoned Batman. Yeah. I just wanted to go back for a second.
Yeah.
Because this is supposedly taking place about 15, 20 years after the Christian Bale world.
Yes.
So we've already had our Robins come through, our Nightwing, Batgirls out in the universe. Like, all these people should be already existed.
Right.
Because Nightwing joins the Justice League at some point. Or
I think they all do at some point. Just well, like the Teen Avengers. Titans at least. You know what I mean? They do their Teen Titan thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that might be down the pike too. You never know. God. There's so many cartoons out about the Teen Titans now. I'm sure they would do it.
But they definitely rushed this movie. And I feel like they were just trying to shove as much as they can in 3 hours. That's why it was a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
And the whole... I didn't like how all of a sudden they're fighting. And you know what I gotta say, though? The fight between Superman and Batman was exactly how I thought it would go down. Batman would get his ass beat until he gets Kryptonite involved.
Of course.
And then he switches turns.
Right.
And the freaking movie starts it off with, ends it with Batman with the upper hand about to kill Superman. Mm-hmm. And that's what they decided. That's how they were going to do it. They should have done it the other way, where Superman was about to kill Batman, and then Superman had this, like, I'm a Boy Scout, because he is. He's a fucking Boy Scout. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm not a killer, and not do it. No, they had it the other way, where Batman had the upper hand, because I guess they wanted to show that a man can defeat a god.
Well, that goes back to the 4 or 5 story arcs that I was talking about. That, I think, is they're trying to do the Dark Knight kind of thing.
Maybe.
You know?
And then fucking Superman says, Martha. And just by chance, Batman's mother's named Martha. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden they're best friends.
Yeah.
Because of a Martha.
Yeah, but in the beginning they laid that foundation out, because that was another thing that kind of annoyed me. It's like, I don't want to see his origin story for the 1,000th fucking Batman's? Time. Yeah.
It happens every movie.
But I think the reason why they did it for this one was because of that moment you just described. I think that
it
lays the significance. I know, but it for people, God help them, who have not known Batman's story in the beginning and the end, they need to be told, hey, just so you know, this is what happened. This is why he is the way he is. And for whatever reason, in this particular story arc, it was the common thread that united Batman and Superman. They both had mothers, and they both names were Martha. And
they both had mothers, really?
Yeah, I'm just saying that's kind of how that was their only relationship. That was the talking point that got them to be on the same page. That's what triggered it.
In the comics, or?
I'm saying in this movie.
In this movie.
To be honest with you, in the comics, I have no idea when their first exchange really was. Maybe somebody that's listening would know, but I don't know when they first officially meet. So
to start their whole Justice League thing.
Yeah.
But I believe it was a Superman, or it wasn't even Superman who started the Justice League, was it?
I don't even know. I don't even know who started it. You know, I don't know how it came about. My earliest inclination of Justice League was like Super Friends. You know, it wasn't I don't know what the comics were, but it's like old Hanna-Barbera stuff.
And they freaking add in Wonder Woman in this movie.
Well, that's another story arc that and it was a huge irritation to me, because they did it so fast and rapidly, and not to mention randomly. Like, okay, this is the section of the movie where we're going to introduce all of the Justice League.
All of them.
Boom.
In that there freaking, it is. Like, yeah. Because Lex Luthor's, like, tracking them or whatever.
I guess. And they showed a Flash, and there's obviously going to be a new Flash, but I don't think the actor that they picked for Flash is who they showed. So they might even be suggesting, like, the older Flash versus the current Flash, like Wally West, whatever his name is.
There's two Flashes in the comics?
There's actually three or so. Oh, yeah. Geez. Yeah. So I thought that was weird. I mean, the one thing I did appreciate, which does show that they have somewhat of a game plan, is there's this shot with Wonder Woman in an old photograph, and Batman's like, how is this possible in his head? But it actually shows, I forget his name, the guy that plays Captain Kirk. He's in the photo, and I recognized it right away. And I was like, oh, I bet you they're going to do a Wonder Woman movie. And then, sure enough, that's what's happening, and he's definitely in it. Yeah, so can't remember his name right now.
Because she's supposed to play...
But
she's so old, she fought in the wars, huh?
Yeah.
Just like how Wolverine fought in the wars!
The thing that bothered me, too, was when she showed up, it was very anticlimactic. And you know they were just like... Oh, the guys are going to love this. We're going to show a hot chick. We're going to blow wind in her hair. And she's going to stand there all sexy and posing to face off Darkseid. Or not Darkseid, but what's his name? Doomsday. And I just thought, man, and the rock music kicked in. I'm like, this is so out of place compared to the rest of the movie. We have beautiful, somber music when we're finding out, why'd you say Martha's name? You know, I promise you, Martha won't die tonight. But then we got like soundtrack. I'm like, what the hell is this? It is so weird. Like some weird Amazonian.
That was really
like,
loud.
I'm sorry, but it annoyed me so much.
Is she with you? I thought she was with you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. The dialogue was just very campy. I don't think Batman would say that. Like, I prefer blondes. Why don't you just say that? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like.
And I don't think Wonder Woman's that sexy.
No.
I could be wrong.
I didn't get that. I didn't get sexy from her either. I got kind of like, man, I'd ask you for a glass of water and you'd put like women like rights in my face. You know what I mean? Like, that's nothing to do with that. I just wanted
as woman.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I got from it. It didn't get like, there was that 70s or 80s Wonder Woman show. And like, it's so funny because she was like, you know, an elegant, attractive woman. And yeah, maybe it was a sexist time, but I still cheered for her when she saved the day. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. This one, she, as an actress to her credit, she didn't bother me.
No, the actress didn't bother me.
Yeah, no.
It's how she was, how the character was presented.
I think how it was presented, exactly. Yeah. I think it was a poor choice. She could have been way more respected, not showing up last minute all in her little sexy outfit with weird rock music playing. It was just like, what? That's when it took a twist for me. I was like, this is really getting dumb.
I couldn't handle either the Doomsday fight.
The Doomsday thing.
I couldn't.
Why does Lex Luthor's blood initiate it? Like, it
is that what happened? I fell asleep partially through
it. He cut his hand to help initiate it. And
I used Zod, right?
Yeah, Zod.
Is that real in the comics? I don't think it's true.
No, not even close. Doomsday was like found, and I can't remember. Forgive me, comic goers, but I think he was found either in like an asteroid or underground or something. It was just lying dormant, and then people broke him out, and it was like the wrath of God. Like there was a warning on the door, say, "Don't let this thing out." Of course, they didn't know it or read it, and they did anyways.
And that was the whole point of Doomsday was to show that he was stronger than Superman.
Yeah.
And that he could beat Superman.
Yeah.
They introduced Kryptonite, and Kryptonite is what ends the movie. But it's like, that's so lame because that's not, anyone can beat Doomsday then. Batman would beat Doomsday too if he had Kryptonite.
Right.
Like, the whole Kryptonite thing was so lame. I can say Kryptonite four more times if you guys want me to.
That's okay.
But it...
Well...
It just bothered me because they kill off Superman. Quotation, right. Air quotations, and Doomsday dies.
Yeah.
Well, in the comics, Superman dies, but it's because Doomsday was so powerful, he was able to destroy Superman at its strongest.
Yes.
And that's where it hit home.
Yeah.
This one was just like, oh, okay.
Well, again, that's the rush of all the arcs. They're like, we're going to get the Dark Knight Returns in this. We're going to get the creation of the Justice League in this. We're going to introduce, even though it's Batman, Superman, we're going to introduce Wonder Woman. So it's really, they should have just called it Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, because that's really what it was.
They called it Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's so convenient, right? And then they did the, yeah, they did the Doomsday story arc where he gets killed.
And they show the coffin with the rocks floating next to it. Like, yeah. Ooh, like his energy is still there.
Yeah, like he's coming back. Yeah. Yeah. Which he does. And he comes back in the black suit with long hair.
Is he going to be like that in the new movie?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Probably all of the above. But I just, it's weird because, again, with the, I don't want to talk too much about the destruction aspect, but it really is annoying. Like, the idea of the whole, all the cities are being just leveled by these creatures. I know you haven't had a chance to see it yet, but the Suicide Squad, what annoyed me was the same kind of thing. Like, the city is supposedly just being attacked, and you have warthogs crashed on the street, and but they're all together. Like, what plane crashes in the middle of buildings on a road, like New York City or something, and stays completely intact? You know what I mean? It's obvious it's a warthog. It's just like, oh, we need a CGI warthog here. Okay, there you go. It crashed. We'll just make a little dents and dings in it. And I was just like, this is just not working for me.
Where does Suicide Squad take place?
Where does it take
place? When and where?
It's in the universe. It probably takes place after Batman Superman, because I would assume definitely there's no Superman involvement because he's dead, air quotations for those that can't see. So Batman does answer the call a little bit. He is there briefly. I don't know if it takes place in Gotham or not, or where it takes place, but technically Gotham is supposed to be the island of Manhattan, and then Metropolis is like the actual land side of New York. That's the idea behind the difference between Gotham and Metropolis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they also,
or Washington, D.C.
People always say that Gotham's kind of like Chicago, like the atmosphere is like Chicago.
Right, but I always only, because the only reason why I would say it's like Manhattan is because if you, even they did it in the first Dark Knight or Batman Begins, you know how they blew the bridges?
Yeah.
No one could get on the island, so it's like Manhattan Island. That's the idea of Gotham.
But did they call it Metropolis on the outside?
Metropolis, I always assumed, was the New York land side, yeah, or possibly even D.C., but That was always implied. They're always East Coast cities, I thought.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in D.C., West Coast was more for, like, Green Lantern, I thought. He was like a California boy because there was all the Air Force bases and stuff on that side.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. Well, and there was no mention. It's so funny how, like, it's the birth of the Justice League, but there's no Green Lantern.
They did so bad on that one.
Wow. We're reinventing the wheel on everything, so it doesn't really matter.
So, you're telling me that, because New York doesn't have tall buildings on the New York side, right? It's all in Manhattan, I thought.
It can be. They have some tall buildings, but it's not like, yeah, they have tall buildings, but Manhattan's like the major one.
Interesting. I could buy that, but they never mention Metropolis in the movies.
No.
In Batman movies.
Well, yeah, but we're in Metropolis, that's why. I think we were in Metropolis. Because they mentioned it's not like that freaking Gotham or something like that.
No, but like in the movie, Batman drives to Metropolis quite often, so I guess it has to be pretty close.
Yeah, it's not too far, so that's why I was thinking it's probably the mainland.
Interesting.
But anyways, so yeah, Batman, Superman, once again, the cities are just obliterated, and recovery session is like no big deal. I did not like Lois being so actively involved in the middle of their fight. I thought that was very irritating. Like, there's no reason for her to be there.
In fact,
her picking up the kryptonite staff and throwing it in the water, then having to go back for it. I mean, there's no reason
for it. Dumb writing.
There's just no reason for it.
Useless. She wanted more airtime. She wanted more money.
Well, I don't know if that's how it works.
I don't know. Depends on your contract.
I just know that it was an unnecessary choice. And the only reason why she was there was to explain it to Batman.
She's the plot. She's the plot.
Well, here's the thing, too. And a lot of times they're doing a lot of new stuff with comics. And sometimes those are represented inside the movies that they're currently doing. And there was a comic that came out a couple years ago that was called Injustice, which Superman goes crazy. and starts being very much of a control freak. And it's because of Joker kills Lois. And he doesn't, and then it just goes spiraling downhill. And basically, all the heroes go underground to try to stop him. And he is just ruling with an iron fist. And so it's possible that they may or may not try to play that card. If they're going to drop 3 or 4 bombshells a movie, like we're going to get in Doomsday, Dark Knight, and Justice League creation in one movie, it wouldn't surprise me if they try to do something stupid like that.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. We'll definitely see. Comparing this, though, to the best superhero universe, right? You want to compare it?
Well, I already feel like I did. I feel like I think Warner Brothers is very grungy, don't you? And like the music is very.
Trying to take an edgy side of it.
They're taking an edgy side, and it's almost staying untrue to their characters. Like I said, Batman would not create a Justice League. Batman would not create jokes like that.
He's not supposed to be a villain. He went killing people.
Well, they did that with Superman, too. They made Superman a killer, and he wasn't a killer either.
They're not killers.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. It's almost like they're taking their recipe and saying, fuck you, Marvel and Disney.
Beep.
We're going to do you beeps, too. I didn't just say it. And they're just saying... Yeah, you think you know us? You think you know us? Well, watch this. Boom! And, like, they kill now. Yeah, what? And there's rock music in the background. And it's all dirty. And our planes crash, but they don't explode. Bam! It's like, what?
Let me ask you something. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
I've been talking way too much.
Go ahead.
So, who do you think played the best Batman? Through all the years. We'll count Adam West.
You're ruling him out.
No, we'll count them.
Oh,
between all of them.
You can't do this.
You got the Adam West.
It's not fair.
You got the Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
You got the George Clooney.
Okay, well.
You got the Val Kilmer.
I can tell you who's not in the running.
Okay, and then you also got Christian Bale.
Okay.
And you got Ben Affleck.
Okay. All right, so.
You also can say, like, why you chose them, because they're suits or whatever, because honestly, I think we can rule out Val Kilmer and George Clooney right off the bat.
All right, well, let me tell you, okay. I can't answer your question in fairness, so I'll tell you that right now. I like the campiness of Adam West. I think it's a fun ride. I don't watch it to be serious. I think it's just a great... If I'm just in a mood and I just want to watch something ridiculous...
It's
so much fun. How can you hate that? You know, is he like terrifying? Hell no. It's a different kind of genre. You can't really compare.
Okay.
But I will say the first Michael Keaton movie... I loved it. When I was a kid, I thought it was amazing.
And it's called Batman?
Yeah, just Batman. And I still, to this day, it holds up. I think he does such a great job.
Was that the one with Penguin, right?
That was his second one. I don't care for that one as much. But
what was the first one with?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, it was the Joker. Yeah. How did I forget that?
That one, to me, was such a well-done movie. To this day, that has a very deep, special place in my heart. I really liked that one. It's still one of my top favorite Batman movies of all time. Maybe the best. I don't know.
Ooh.
Well, and it's just because of nostalgia, too. And I love the suit. I love how he played. And when he did the voice of that, he wasn't like Christian Bale. Everyone makes fun of the poor guy. And I don't mind him. But Michael Keaton just kind of does, you made me. He's just talking raspy. He's not trying to be scary. He's not trying to be forceful and pissed off. He's just like... You fucked with me, I'm going to get you. You know what I mean? It's like, no, I'm going to talk to you like you talk to me. It's just very chill. It works.
I need to watch those movies again.
It works.
It's probably 5.
I will say the Val Kilmer movies are just a joke. I don't think...
Was there 2 Val Kilmers?
No, it was just one.
It's the one because it was he was Batman Begins, right? No, Batman Forever.
Those movies were jokes to me. I felt those were just not good.
Batman and Robin with George Clooney.
Yeah. I will say this, though, for Val Kilmer, he did a good job as a Bruce Wayne.
He did do a great job as Bruce Wayne.
I liked that movie.
Forever was one of my better...
I enjoyed him as Bruce Wayne more than I did as Batman. George Clooney one, I hated across the board. He sucked at both roles. I just didn't care for him.
He's a pretty boy, so they wanted to use him as Bruce Wayne.
Right. I liked Christopher Nolan's world. I liked the idea of it being real. Christian Bale, obviously, I think did a good job as Batman and as Bruce Wayne. I don't know.
What if I tell you that the Batman, the Christopher Nolan world is the same world that the Justice League one is forming in.
I know it is. Okay. I know it is. And the thing is, though, it's hard to compare because as time goes by, I just like the portrayal of those movies as a whole. So it's hard to say if it was just Christian Bale's performance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think the whole movie was just so... It was the first time in a long time we saw a real world, you know, with Batman in it. And it was believable. Some people didn't like the fight with him in the street with Bane because it's like, that looks so ridiculous out of place. And it kind of does. But at the same time, the guy is dressed as a bat. And the fact that they tried to acknowledge he would go out in the daylight no matter what was going on in the world. Like, because if Batman just fought crime at night, everybody would do the crime during the day. You know what I mean? So you have to kind of acknowledge that even dressed as a bat, you have to sometimes go out in daylight. And it may look ridiculous. But I appreciated that. I liked... Oh crap!
Ben Affleck
as Batman.
Really?
Yeah, but I expected that because everyone gave Daredevil a crapshoot. I liked how he was in Daredevil. I thought he did a good job.
It's Matt Murdock.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job in Daredevil, and so I didn't think it would be much of a stretch for him. And
I don't know. We got to see a bigger role of him then. Justice League, I'll give you more of an impression. Yeah.
But again, I don't know if it's his choice or the directorial/writing choice.
Zack Snyder.
Of his demeanor. You know what I mean? If Ben Affleck is bringing in that demeanor, then yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not hating it because he's making me think, which I appreciate. Like, if he was to deliver lines like Christian Bale, like all the time, I'd be like, okay, he's just trying to copy. He had the voice thing, but if, as a seasoned person, you know, like if you're in combat, for example, right? You're being shot at. You know what to do. If it's your first time in combat, you're probably going to piss your pants a little bit and rethink everything that you're doing for half a second before your training kicks in. And I just think that's why I'm kind of not hating Ben Affleck, even when he's being snarky, because if you've been doing this your whole life, you can afford to be a little snarky. Like, I've punched bigger guys than you. I can say these things. You know, I can do this or that. I can be a little more laid back now because I've been doing it for a long time. You know, I don't know. Some story arcs with Batman, the more he fights crime, the worse he gets. He gets more enclosed, more internal. But this movie makes it imply that he's lightened up a little bit. Like, maybe his wards have, you know, eased the tension, so to speak. The hurt isn't so bad from his parents' death. I mean, I don't know. Take your pick. But
who knows? Huh? Final thoughts on Batman vs. Superman.
I'm going to let you do that.
My final thoughts? Not yours?
No, because I've talked this whole time.
Welcome back to Joel's final thoughts of the episode of Batman vs. Superman. Mm-hmm. I would have to say, not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. Didn't like it. I didn't like the whole point of a climax of a movie is to keep going and to finish you off. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
And to get you feeling for more. You want more of the movie. You don't want it to end.
Right.
I can say almost like almost all the Marvel movies. I'm like, well, what's next? Let's watch the end of the movie. What's going to be next? I want to know the PSS after the credits.
Right.
I want to know what's going on. You know, but give me something small, something new. And every time a new trailer comes out of that, you crave it. You want to watch it.
Oh yeah.
And you want to analyze it. A lot of people analyze these trailers like, oh, what's going to happen in these movies?
Right.
I mean, some people overanalyze and it gets out of control.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But it creates this whole thing. But this movie, to me, did not have that.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it climaxed, you wanted to go to bed.
Right.
You didn't want to finish the movie. You were like, okay, this is kind of... Yeah, they introduced Doomsday after it climaxed and all that. And you're supposed to have like this running like adrenaline rush to the end of the movie. But I never felt it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I watched it at home and not in the theater. Maybe because I'm not the biggest DC fan. I do like Batman a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the Batman character. But in the end, I think the movie, unless you're a hardcore DC fan, you can miss this.
Well, you make excuses for it, I think. You know what I mean? If you really are a fan.
Yeah, you do. But at the same time, you accept it for what it is then at that point.
Right.
Because then you just want to see the character on the screen. Like, I, to my example, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan.
Mm-hmm.
So when Sam Raimi made the movies, 1, 2, and 3, The first one I enjoyed a lot. Right. Everyone enjoyed a lot. That actually kicked off a huge superhero.
That really did start it off.
It really did. Even though Fox tied with X-Men. And then it hit Spider-Man 2, which was a decent movie, but in the middle of the movie, it bothered me when he took his mask off or it fell off and people saw who he was. I'm like, oh, we won't tell. It's like, so early on, we're already knowing everyone, people already know Peter Parker. That bothered me. And the third one just went fucking all over the place.
That's actually a perfect example. That feels like what this movie was. Like, we're going to throw in all these subplots.
Everything. And we didn't want to waste. We didn't want to take, like, it felt like Sony just wanted to do three Spider-Man movies. They didn't see a future of making more than three. And that's what it feels like with this Batman thing. It feels like they don't have time to make more than two or maybe three movies of this. Mm-hmm. Which, you have all this time. You're going to make money. Look at just the example. We're running late on this.
I know.
But okay. Marvel has already pushed out over 20 movies.
It's insane.
And they've been taking the time to do it. And you know what? They are the first studio. Disney is the first studio ever to hit $7 billion in 1 year in profit. $7
billion. $7
billion? Seven with a B.
Wow.
$7 billion 1 year. Worldwide market.
Well, in 1 year.
That's, they attributed that to Star
double,
Wars.
That's almost double what they paid for Star Wars.
Yes.
And they Marvel. Paid
that's pretty much gets their profit back for buying both of them.
They just got their money back. Insane, right?
Star Wars and Marvel that year helped them, of course. I mean, Disney could not have done it without the two franchises.
Right.
But that's what they did. And Warner Brothers could totally take a note, you know. Who cares if it's following the same kind of business plan as Disney?
Yeah.
You know, it's not copyrighted.
Yeah.
You have the characters to do it. You have such great story arcs to use. Why are you just shitting on them?
Well, you know what's interesting is people are taking what Disney has done and they're running with it. Because I read an article not too long ago that Transformers, by the way, they're working on the fifth movie, which is...
It's coming out. Yeah.
But the point I'm making is there's five now, which is ridiculous. And of course, they tanked the first couple too, and they're trying to limp it back along like X-Men. But the thing is, they're going to do spin-off movies, just like the Star Wars movies now. They're going to have a movie just solely about Bumblebee. It's just really, I think this is going to be the new thing now where people are just going to beat franchises to death. I hope that's not the case, but that's just how it's going to be.
It started out with,
but no story.
Let's make movies of Marvel heroes. And then they're like, oh, we're going to make trilogies of them.
Right.
That's why you had the Spider-Man's 1, 2, and 3. You had X-Men's 1, 2, and 3. I mean, you started making trilogies. And then it turned into everyone's remaking everything again. That's why you got Spider-Man 1 and 2 again.
Yeah.
And why you got X-Men 1, 2 again to recreate that. And you got these trying to recreate and rebooting things again. But now,
and it's also
Marvel
dragging to death, dragging them out. Because you can also blame Harry Potter for that. You know, they did their seven movies. Plus, they had to split the last one in half. Then Twilight had to split their last one in half. And fucking Hunger Games had to split their last one in half. I don't know. Lord of the Rings. They had extended versions. So you had to buy it twice if you wanted extended version.
What was it?
They did Hobbit. But the Hobbit's supposed to be like one story, right? But they made it into three movies. So this is the thing now. We're just going to drag everything out.
Well, because they want to explain more.
Well, no. I think it's just they realize...
They want more money.
They want more
money. But look how well... The thing is, Marvel's doing it well at dragging it out. Because they're not just dragging out one story. They're branching out in all directions.
Right.
And then putting them all in... And then every so often going... They're going to branch out across, and then they're all going to bisect at one point. They're all going to enter one movie and then separate again.
Right. And the minute they lose their format, the minute they try to deviate from that, the minute they start doing like a soundtrack like they did with the Suicide Squad and all the others where they just say, hey, let's do something edgy. We're going to do, pick a character, Squirrel Girl, and we're going to give her rock music. People are going to be like, what the hell? And then it's going to be edgy and stupid. It works for Deadpool because Deadpool is that unique, but that's it. And that was still under the umbrella of Fox. I would be curious to see what a Disney Marvel Studios. No, Disney did Deadpool.
No. They did something out of the universe, like Big Hero 6. A lot of people don't know that. That's a Marvel movie.
Yeah, well,
but it's not in the universe. They didn't do the Marvel logo in the beginning. At the end of the movie, it's where all the other logos are.
Right.
They put it there to say it's Marvel Entertainment. And that at the same time, like in the movie, Stan Lee's in it. I mean, they do all the same things that a Marvel movie would have. It's just not
part
of the universe.
But I meant specific to Deadpool. I'd be curious to see what they would do with that.
Like a rated R movie or something?
Well, if it's rated R or not. Who knows? It doesn't necessarily have to be rated R. You can still do a lot of funny, suggestive things and not make it rated R.
Maybe.
All right, we went way over time, so I apologize. Thank you for listening to Entertainment.
Oh, we're just dominant, like, just like that. Just we're like that. Just
that's
done.
How it is. That's how it is.
Just like when people were like, oh, the conversation got a little more interesting.
Yeah, well,
thank you. Batman and Superman was so boring to me by the end of it. I was done with it.
All right.
I can't believe it. I was actually texting this guy during the movie, like, what the hell? It's true. Now they're in space. It was awful. So, we'll end it with, my name is not Matt.
Yeah, and my name is not Joel. So, thank you for listening.
I'm done.